Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the highlights of my summer each year is the Global Leadership Summit. It's been in Lexington now for over a decade. It's based out of Chicago, Illinois at Willow Creek Community Church, but there's over 250 satellite locations in the United States, and we are fortunate to have one here in Lexington again this year, August 6th and 7th. It's going to be at a new location, Tate's Creek Christian Church. And so you can find out more information about this at globalleadership.org/summit. That's globalleadership.org/summit. But joining me on the phone right now from Chicago is Jay Carr. He is with the Global Leadership Summit. And Jay, man, it's hard to believe, but July is already up on us. And just right around the corner will be the Global Leadership Summit. And as usual, you guys have another power-packed lineup of faculty speakers, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Greg, I appreciate you having me on. You know, it's fast approaching. We're down to less than 38 days from the summit. And the faculty this year is, you know, second to none. We're excited about it, what they are going to bring. They're excited. We've talked to all the faculty and with the current realities of all the challenges going on, and they are very eager to share their leadership insights so that we can take and, you know, make it fresh, actionable, and put it right to work.
Well, as usual, just a tremendous lineup. Craig Rochelle is going to be speaking again. I'm always blessed when he does. T.D. Jakes, just a phenomenal communicator. Lisa Turkhurst, Proverbs 31 Ministries. I know a lot of our ladies that listen to Hope is Here are familiar with her. But as usual, you guys bring, I think, just the best job of people both from the spiritual world, but also, as I like to call it, from the real world. Share some of the other faculty that you've got this year that you think will be of interest to people.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We always, our team does an incredible job. We pour over and spend countless hours just reaching out and looking for those leaders that are going to bring some fresh, actionable content. And you've mentioned some of the, you know, the top ones that are going to be there. We've got a list of 15 faculty. Some names may not be familiar to you, and it's always interesting. People are like, man, how didn't I know about that person beforehand after they come out of the summit? Here's a couple of names for you. Marcus Buckingham, you may be familiar. He has been on the summit stage before. He has a new book out called The Nine Laws About Work. Quite interesting. He shared three of those with us in the fall. He's going to cover a couple more and how they are relevant to today and what's happening. Beth Comstock, she's the director at Nike. She has a book called Imagine It Forward, Courage, Creativity, and the Power of Change. Now, I mean, that's pretty powerful, and everything has changed around us in the last 3 months for sure. One of the kind of buzz speakers this year is a guy named Kaká. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but he is a huge worldwide known soccer player out of Brazil. He's going to be sharing with us his leadership skills. He has more. I've looked at his resume and all of the accolades he's won. He is an incredible leader on the field and off the field as well. Nona Jones, you may have heard of her recently. She is head of global faith-based partnerships with Facebook, and she's also an author. She's going to be sharing with us. Another name is Amy Edmondson. She's a Norbertus Professor of Leadership and Management at the Harvard Business School. She has an organization or book of the Fearless Organization, creating psychological safety in the workplace for learning, innovation, and growth. That's what her focus is, especially in light of this year. How more applicable and appropriate would that be? You mentioned Lisa Turkhurst. Albert Tate, he's one of the board members. He's a pastor out in California at Fellowship Church. He'll be speaking. And some household name that a lot of people do know, and that's Sadie Robertson. She's going to be teaching or talking on boldness and humility and how that equals leadership. Now, there's a guy speaking. His name is Dr. Tomas Chamorro Primazic. And so he's a psychologist, a talent scientist. He's an author and entrepreneur. He specializes a lot in what he does is scientific-based You know, he's a psychologist, but it's emotional intelligence, how we can all become more emotionally intelligent and grow that way. Vanessa Van Edwards is another speaker. She's a best-selling author, but she's a lead behavioral investigator with the science of people. She says enthusiasm is contagious, and she's basing it all on science-based optimism. I'm looking forward to her. That stuff kind of fascinates me personally. And then Rory Vaden, he's an author and famed speaker. He's going to talk about multiply your time, on how to teach people how to focus, and how some leaders that are CEOs, they have the same 24 hours in the day that you and I have, but they're able to get more done. And that's going to be a great session to hear from him.
Well, it's always just a powerful lineup, and it's usually some of the people that I'm not familiar with that have spoke to me. Is this will be my 15th Global Leadership Summit that I've participated in. And the way I love to describe it, if you're like, hey, what is the Global Leadership Summit? That sounds like maybe it's in the deep end of the pool and doesn't apply to me. But the fact of the matter is that all of us are leading somebody. First, you're leading yourself every day. We all have influence, whether it's with our families, our neighbors, our coworkers, we all have influence. I heard a statistic recently that in a lifetime, one person, just average, would have influence on over 80,000 people if you just lived to be 70 years of age. So the Global Leadership Summit applies to whether you're a CEO of a company or if you're a stay-at-home mom managing a family, which is more than a full-time job in itself. And that's the thing I love, because of the diverse faculty you have. You've got something for everybody, don't you, Jay?
Oh, most definitely. And you pretty much nailed it down, Greg. It's our saying this year is you have influence. A lot of people opt out and say, well, I'm not a leader, but they associate leadership with a title. And that's not necessarily true. Leadership, we all have it. First, every day, you have to get up and get going. You have to lead yourself first and foremost. I have to be a better leader in my home, in my marriage, and in the workplace. And so you got to first start with yourself. Then you can influence others. You can lead others and reach out to the second spheres of people, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your coworker, whether it may be some subordinates that you manage and oversee, or you're on a committee, you're a baseball, soccer coach in the community. You have influence all over. What are you doing to steward that? What are you doing to grow your influence and how you're improving it? And then, you know, lead organizations. You have people that lead on at directors and CEOs at the C-level of companies, that they do have a bigger title. But each person, first and foremost, has to lead themselves, and they have to be able to grow into those next levels of leadership.
Well, the way I love to describe the Leadership Summit is, you send your kids off a lot of times to summer camps, whether it's athletics or academics or just lots of, different types of summer camps for your kids. But this is kind of summer camp for adults, and yet I love the Leadership Summit always is looking how to improve, reach more people. And just like a lot of summer camps for kids have been limited because of COVID-19, you all have provided a new option this year if you don't feel safe to come maybe and be in a bigger environment like at Tate's Creek Christian Church here in Lexington. Share about the new option this year that you guys are providing to view the Leadership Summit.
Yeah, this year, with the current realities of, all across the country, we do serve the entire country on those 2 days. And so there's different guidelines happening in state to state, community to community, and municipality to municipality. So we're trying to address that reality. We're leading in that, where this year is first time ever where it really is GLS everywhere. You can participate, sign up, register, and you can watch it individually at home on your computer screen, on your TV monitor. You can log in and participate that way for the 2 days, or you can get together with a small group, get your team together, key business partners, your staff, volunteers from your church, friends, family, get them all together and invest in your leadership and spend these 2 days pouring into leadership, learning together, growing together. We've heard the saying, common knowledge, common experience, common language create some common goals. And now we have a common goal to go after, and transformation comes from that. This year is unique in that regard, that people can participate and not have to go. It can come to them.
Yeah, I really, really love that, considering the pandemic, because there's nothing like being in person on site and networking and meeting other people. But due to the pandemic, this option for people to feel a little more safe, really encourage you to check that out. You can go to globalleadership.org/summit and find out more about that. We'll also have all this posted on our website, hopeishere.today, if you're driving and you can't write that down. But something else I like this year, man, we've got those people on the front line, and they need to get their tanks filled and always get those CEUs, those continuing education units. Talk about that option this year you got for some of the frontline workers to get those CEUs.
Yeah, this is, we just found this out yesterday on Monday, June 29th, that we have been accredited for nurses nationwide. Nurses can come participate, and they will receive 11.25 continuing education units, CEUs. They'll be able to participate. They will not only get the infusion of the leadership, the investment of the leadership, quality leadership from world-class leaders, but then they will be able to walk away with an accredited organization and get 11.25 hours of CEUs, all for the same price. They can either participate online, then go to Tate's Creek and do it. Either way, they still will qualify. They'll just have to fill out a little bit of paperwork on the back end saying, yes, I participated, yes, I completed it, and they will get that. My wife's a nurse. And when we look at it, the price you pay, it's cheap on top of the investment of the great leadership, you know, influx of information and insights are just, you know, make it a phenomenal opportunity.
Well, I hope people take advantage of that, get those CEUs, or maybe your business wants to host it, since you do have that option now that you can buy tickets and host the summit there at your location. Also, something you're doing new this year, you've had such a plethora of outstanding alumni faculty over the years, and this year you're going to bring them in for some five-minute bonus spots. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is new for 2020. We have a number of our faculty from over the years, some very, you know, more well-known names over the past several years that are going to be showing up in what would kind of a short. And you may be familiar with the short. You go to a movie, they show a little brief movie before the movie. Well, that's what's going to happen this year with several of our faculty. I can't tell you all their names. You're just going to have to come and get that added bonus. But we're going to have about six, eight of those throughout the course of the 2 days. They'll be interspersed, get these five-minute fresh, actionable insights from these leaders that we've known and trusted over the years that have been on the GLS stage, and looking forward to that added bonus this year. It's just an even more value that's being added on top of the already stellar lineup.
Well, I've seen you shared some of the people on that list, and they are some powerful, powerful communicators, so I know that people will be blessed by that. So, Jay, just really appreciate all the hard work that you guys are doing to make the Leadership Summit another outstanding venture. And, man, you've been nice enough that you're even going to let us offer two tickets to bless somebody to attend the summit this year.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Love to have as many people there as possible. We want to do this just to create some opportunity for people to come and be invested in.
All right. Well, if you want to win two tickets to attend the Global Leadership Summit here in Lexington, Kentucky at Tate's Creek Christian Church on August 6th and 7th, call right now at 859-913-2549. That's 859-913-2549. And you can win two tickets to attend the Global Leadership Summit here in Lexington at Tate's Creek Christian Church. For Jay Carr with the Global Leadership Summit, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.